It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Twitter to stop sending login code texts to non-paying users by March 20th. Vanderbilt University apologizes for using AI chatbot to address students after shooting. And EU to propose new law to improve GDPR enforcement by national regulators. This is the Business of Tech. I've not covered much in the way of the Twitter drama. Frankly, I think it's all a mess, but it's also irrelevant to this audience. That said, there's a story worth knowing about. Twitter has started notifying users that do not subscribe to the new paid Twitter Blue service that they will stop sending texts with login codes after March 20th. The company will allow those non-subscribers to set up multi-factor authentication using apps like Google or Microsoft Authenticator. They also released some data. From the latest numbers available, 2.6% of Twitter users have MFA enabled, and among those, nearly 75% use text-based MFA. Why do we care? I've been watching the pushback in the security community to charging for security. While I may not be a fan of what's happening at Twitter, I will note that this is not that. There is a version of Twitter that creates multi-factor authentication that's available to all. And as anyone in the security community will remind you, text for login codes is not very secure anyway. Track companies that impose the security tax, particularly for single sign-on applications. For now, Twitter is not on that list. I wanted to share a specific AI story on its own. Let me quote right from the Washington Post. As students at Vanderbilt University's Peabody College grappled with the news of a deadly shooting at Michigan State University last week, those in the education college received an odd message from the administration. The Thursday email from Peabody College's Office of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion addressed the shooting in Michigan, but didn't refer to any Vanderbilt organizations or resources that students could contact for support. It instead described steps to, quote, ensure that we are doing our best to create a safe and inclusive environment for all. Quote, one of the key ways to promote a culture of care on our campus is through building strong relationships with one another, the first sentence of one paragraph reads. Quote, another important aspect of creating an inclusive environment is to promote a culture of respect and understanding, begins another. A smaller line of text, in parentheses, at the bottom of the message, revealed that it had been written using the generative artificial intelligence program ChatGPT, the Vanderbilt Hustler student newspaper first reported. Students blasted the university for using a chatbot to address a harrowed campus community after the Michigan shooting, and Vanderbilt quickly apologized. Nicole Joseph, an associate dean at Peabody's EDI office, who was one of the letter's three signatories, apologized the next day and said that using ChatGPT was, quote, poor judgment. Why do we care? If you need any reassurance that ChatGPT isn't going to replace you, you got it. The critical insight is the poor judgment. AI technology is lousy for empathy and emotion. Using it blindly is what got Peabody College in trouble. Need help writing that letter? Useful application. Have the AI do the work for you? That's poor judgment. Applying the right technology to the proper use is precisely the area where IT services companies both exist and can excel, and helping train here is one of the services of the future. The European Commission will propose a new law before the summer that's aimed at improving how EU countries' privacy regulators enforce the GDPR. This from a page on its website indicating the plan. The new EU regulation expected in the second quarter of 2023 wants to set clearer procedural rules for national data protection authorities dealing with cross-border investigations and infringements. The law, quote, will harmonize some aspects of the administrative procedure in cross-border cases and, quote, support a smooth functioning of the GDPR cooperation and dispute resolution mechanisms, the Commission wrote. The Commission wants to keep the upcoming regulation very targeted and limited, partly because it's bracing for tense discussions with data privacy watchdogs, campaigners, and big tech lobbyists. This is pulling generously from Politico EU. Now, why do we care? GDPR is a big deal, even if you're an American company. The Europeans are re-examining the law, using their scalpel to find ways to make progress on enforcement and smooth out the process. And it's the next logical step. Compare and contrast to the US. While privacy laws were discussed, they died in the last Congress, and all that chatter is all silenced. If you wonder why it matters here, any sizable multinational company, you know, everyone doing SaaS, is going to build once and deploy everywhere so that it can be GDPR compliant. Americans will get all the downside with none of the upside. And that's why we care. The days of limiting yourself to the big players is coming to an end. Modernize your cloud offerings by partner with Linode and Akamai. The cloud landscape is growing with alternative cloud providers like Linode offering better pricing to performance and better support at a fraction of the cost. There's just some clients that don't fit into a one-size-fits-all box of the big three. Enter Linode, Linux cloud hosting at a fraction of the cost of the big players. Your customers can save up to 70% on their cloud bill. Find out more at linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Chili Day, but also Digital Learning Day. Now, there's a good one for your customers. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.